Little Rock Lake north of Minocqua is back to normal after scientists and scuba divers removed a thick plastic curtain that has divided the lake into two halves since 1984.
Okay, you just gotta pull it out now.
One half of the lake was left undisturbed. The other was slowly doused with acid to measure the effects of sulfur dioxide pollution from coal-fired power plants. The simulated acid rain destroyed the native fish population, according to DNR research scientist Carl Watrous.
The fishery basically collapsed. We eventually got to a point where the bass stopped reproducing. The eggs just deteriorated on the nest.
Watrous says the acid also produced an ugly algae bloom on the bottom of the lake.
A dense mat of filamentous algae developed, sometimes a meter thick. It was like very, very fine angel hair spaghetti. But green.
The experiment at Little Rock Lake resulted in 130 peer-reviewed scientific papers. Watrous says it also led to new anti-pollution laws, both at the state and federal level.
The initial work here played into Wisconsin's acid rain bill in 1986. It played into the Clean Air Act amendments in 1990.
All right, that's good.
Carl Watrous says the new laws have been successful in cutting sulfur dioxide emissions from coal-fired power plants, but planet-warming carbon dioxide is still a problem. At Little Rock Lake north of Minocqua, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.